that well that that's part of what's going on with it. So if let's say you have a piece of property, I think this is what's come up with Washington and Johnson, and they build a house on it in June. They for that calendar year, the property is considered vacant, right? So it's not going to have the value of the house added to it. And but we want to know who owns that property in future years. So similarly, whoever owns the property on the first of the year is responsible for the taxes. And so if I sell my property today, I am still responsible for this year's taxes, even though I haven't paid them yet. And so what is going on is that in all these systems, there's multiple tables that have, in the Oracle database and in Idaho, it's in on Microsoft SQL Server. There's multiple tables that have different characteristics of the property in them, and they all have a tax year. And so we're pulling the basic, when they say, oh, well, the ownership is correct. Well, we're pulling ownership for 2025. But if the person has just built a house or if they've just created a new account, we're showing characteristics, in other words, the improvements, the buildings, whatever you want to call it, for 2024. And so we're pulling from the improvement tables for 2024, we're pulling for the basic ownership for 2025. So that's where an account comes up and they go, well, the ownership's there. And they should know this. I don't know why they're asking you this, because in both of those counties, they kind of should know this. But if it's a new account, we'll put in the information for, in other words, a new account would be where somebody split and created a new parcel. They chopped off 5 acres. And so, again, if I chop off 5 acres in June, it doesn't really get taxed until July 1st, January 1st, I'm sorry, of the following year. So in June, I split off 5 acres and it goes into the system for 2025. But we're still only pulling characteristics, the building stuff, for 2024. And so it won't show the improvement. And the reason for that is that in Wyoming, the tax bill for 2024 doesn't even go out until about August. And in Idaho, that's what Stephen's email today is all about, is they finally have their 2024 taxes set and they're sending out the tax bill. So they don't want to show, they don't want to show what are called characteristics for future year. In other words, they don't want to show 2025 characteristics when the 2024 tax bill has just gone out.
Okay, but for all the counties, it's just like in the federal level, it's always the calendar year, their tax year. Is that correct?
Yes,
Okay.
it sort of, but like I say, in addition to the idea of the basic account, which includes the real property being different from the improvements, the buildings on it, you also have a tax year. And so we'll show up until the tax bill goes out, we're still showing previous year taxes. We
Mm.
actually have at least three different years in the Oracle scripts that we're pulling for, and in some of the counties we actually even have 4 years for the different tables. So that's the general idea.
In general, when I understand correctly, all these requests from Steve Esponda and Johnson, and then the other person in Washki, this is all related that we are mixing the years yet because 2025 is just future and not yet, we're not pulling from that yet. So the improvement doesn't show up because of that. Is that most likely?
Yeah, so there's a couple things you can look at. You can look at the user interface, which is kind of what they're looking at, but the user interface will say, so if you go to a property and click on it and then go to property detail, it'll say, I got a vacant property. Let me find one that's,
Which one are you looking at? Which county?
I just grabbed Converse. Well, it doesn't really matter. So if you look at the property detail, it'll say in the top part, it'll say 2024 actual values and 2024 assessed values. And you see one?
I'm just looking at Washtenaw County here as a parcel. Don't see the text here if I click in detail.
It's in the parcel.
Parcel. Oh, here, I just share my screen 1 second. Just do screen one. Can you see that one? I saw I just went Washoe County, clicked on one, this one, and property detail. Not seeing a text here in that case.
Try a different one.
Okay, just error.
Yeah, there you see it.
Oh, here it is, right. Assessed actual value and assessed value.
So you can see that that's what we call the tax year. And I'm trying to think of a, I could show you an example of one. So we're always the top portion there. This, I don't know, you probably can't see my mouse, but the PIDN, the tax district, the property owner, the mailing address, street address, location, only down to location. That stuff is always future year. So in other words, in January, you're going to go through all the counties and increment the Oracle script from 25 to 26. Okay, and then the next two lines where it says 2024, that's sort of like no-brainer. That tells you what year you're looking at. And that's what we call the tax year. And that gets incremented when they've sent out the tax bill. The next part, the next two things are what we call the characteristics. And so there's the characteristics of the land and there's the characteristics of the improvements. And the fact that it doesn't have any additional language in there means that that's also 2024. Let me see if I can find an example that where they're showing 25.
So in general, it is that they are not, out of some reason, aware that this is always like this. Some of them requested us or me to change to the new tax years, and others, they were confused of their things when they actually shouldn't be.
I think so. Without looking at an actual account, I can't swear to that, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what we're seeing there.
Yeah, here is like from the Swoski County. There's a couple of sayings she sent today, which I haven't shared yet. But for example, we could try this one. Should be a new one added and text you 25, but that already says what we were saying.
Right.
So that one. And it shows 2024, of course, as we don't have anything else yet. So.
Well, what was the question? I'm sorry.
On that one, her question is that this doesn't show the improvement things in general. This is just some examples of, and then she was researching that, but I didn't know what you told me today yet in detail. So, yeah, she sent me some of these things. The new sketch is showing up on map server. Now that is interesting.
That's correct.
So it would always show up. That is a question for you. So how are these sketches uploaded, or how do we get them?
Well, there's a number of things there. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves for a minute. Let's just stay with the improvements, okay? So what is she saying on that specific one?
So basically, this is that one here. This account had an addition to the house. Sketch is showing in map server. Additional square footage that was added to the improvement screen in real world did not update on map server. Blah, blah, blah. But that is, the 2025 stuff then, right? Improvement had been deleted in 2016. And that is, this is this one here. And
So, I
it's
don't think there's any problems there. I think that she's. We're showing 2024 characteristics. In other words, under the land and under the residential, the two green bar things at the bottom, those are 2024. And we can prove that in a couple ways. Hang on one second. I'm going to see if I can show you in the user interface. Yeah. I'm going to show you two ways that you can see this. Why don't you go to Laramie County? You can leave Washakie up, but go ahead and go to Laramie. Zoom in on Cheyenne and then click a parcel. And then go to the property detail. Okay. So you can see that in the first section on the parcel, the account, all the way down to location, that's future year. In other words, in this case, it's 2025. Then you can see that the next two lines are 2024 because that's the taxes that they owe right now. And then the next line is the critical one. The 2025 characteristics shown below may not be reflected in the 2024 values shown
Oh,
above.
it says kind of written, spelled out here, though.
Right. And so this is all automatic. So The reason I asked you to go to Laramie County is that's the only one that is currently showing 2025, in other words, future year characteristics. And so the idea is that if I built a house on my property this year, but this year's taxes, I'm only paying on the land. I'm not paying on the house yet. We want to make it really clear. In other words, where it says 2025 characteristics below, if I just built that, I want to make it clear that it means the assessor, I want to make it clear to the property owner that I'm only valuing on the land. In this case, this isn't a great example because obviously it's not brand new. But when you see that statement in there that the characteristics are a different year than the values, then we know that this county is showing future year characteristics. And so that's how you can see it in the user interface. That's an automatic thing that I programmed in. If the values, the tax year values, are different from the characteristics, that statement gets automatically plugged in. If you don't see that statement, then we know that the characteristics are 2024 or whatever, we know that where it says 2024 value, if that statement's not in there, that we're pulling 2024 characteristics also. So let me show you the other place you can look because that's kind of worth looking at. Can you open up the Aura dump? From the S3 for one of the counties.
Oh, so you want to go through some of those, one of those or something? Is that in here? Is this the one you mean?
That's not Laramie's not a good one because they maintain their own stuff. Why don't you go to Washakie or Sublette's fine, I don't care. And then go to county, no, I'm sorry, go up to county scripts. And then the Aura dump v5 SQL.
Oh, that's, just me in the script. Okay. Can I open it for me? No, I can't probably download it. What is that doing? It doesn't work. Okay, I just put it, I will put it in my download. Download, same.
Okay, so you see where it says define work years 2025, define tax year. So the tax year is the values. And so that needs to track with, what a property owner owes. So the next one is the one that's the sticking point, and that's the one where the confusion comes up. The characteristics year is 2024. So she just needs to be, both of them just need to be reminded that we're still showing 2024 characteristics. And so if they've put stuff in for 2025, which is what they'd be doing, that's not where we're pulling or showing in the map server.
Okay.
And
What is
if
it?
she wants to show it, then you just need to say, do you want me to show 2025 characteristics yet?
Okay. Yeah, that was my next question is, if the response of me should be, oh, do because here, explain whatever you said, all the stuff you said to me, and then say, oh, some counties have been moving because the deadline for paying taxes is over. And I mean, I
No,
don't
no,
know.
no. That's the hard part
Is
is
it all
that
different?
the deadline for 2024 taxes is until in I think it's in April of
Okay.
2025.
Okay.
And
I think you
that's
mentioned something like that because here, King County, Washington, our deadline was a month ago for this year. So those are.
to pay all of them?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's like the Idaho ones, they just sent the tax bill out now. So it's complex.
I think you mentioned also in another video call that Some of them, they want to have it updated later or reflected or shown, and they wait. So they're all different a little bit.
Exactly. And so that's the thing to reply to both of them is to say, we're still showing 2024 characteristics. Would you like me to begin showing 2025 characteristics? And if they say yes, then you just log into their server and increment the characteristics year to 2025. Often they say no. I don't understand how come they keep asking this question because they should know by now, but they forget. And so you might say, do you want me to show 2025? And they'll say, oh no, we're not ready to show that yet.
Okay. Probably depends
So
on whatever they how they allow to pay taxes and when the deadlines are and so on.
right. And then worst case scenario, if you really felt that there is a bug, that there is an error or whatever, you would remote into their server and you can see in this Aura dump file the select statements. So scroll down a little bit on this one to the bottom of this query.
Wow, that's a huge.
Okay, stop. No, stop right there. Okay. On line 118, it says where build date ID equal work year. And so you could, if you really felt that you had to troubleshoot this and figure it out, you could go, select from the account and not have the build date filter in there. And then you would get 3 years. The Wyoming Department of Revenue only show they only the database only contains 3 different years. And so if you really felt like I got to troubleshoot this thing, run the build date ID is a stupid name, but at any rate, that's what it is. That's the that should be the year. And so then for every one of these queries, instead of getting 1 year, you'll get 3 years. And so you'd have a build date ID of 2023, 2024, and 2025 currently. And then next year it'll be 26, 25. So you always have future year, current year, previous year. And sometimes you do have to troubleshoot it. I don't want to jinx it, but I would say that I've probably gotten past all the troubleshooting with the current system. So
Yeah, probably don't need that. But in general, do these servers have a tool to, like a command line tool to query the Oracle? I guess so, because.
yeah. Oracle's command line thing is called SQL Plus, and I have it installed on all the servers. If you want to have a GUI, they have, I forget what it's called, SQL Explorer or something like that. I have chosen not to.
Not to have that. Okay.
No.
That's fine. Just question. So basically here, the work year. So work year is like what you're using down there. Basically, these things allow us to to show things, or not show the improvements, as it does now until they really want to switch it. So that's, and then it this allows that, stuff for this year is not shown as to be taxable only until next year. So that's, so work year, tax year.
Exactly. Yeah, you've got it.
And then it basically, if those are, non-matching, then we get this thing that you programmed in here.
Yeah.
So, okay, got
I
that.
suppose, honestly, they should know this and they shouldn't be asking you. I
No, but
suppose.
it's, I mean, for me, The better, the earlier, the better. I learned this stuff, even if, I just learned what I need to tell them because I didn't know what was going on and I didn't have access to the service yet. I could have looked at some of the scripts, but I didn't even know where to look. Now I understand these things. Just, incrementally, I will know all these things, what to tell them. So.
I guess the one thing that we could do, or you could do, and I'm not really recommending this, but keep it in the back of your mind, is that you could stick a line in there somewhere that says basically where you've got it highlighted there, where it says 20 or 25 characteristics shown below. You could somehow plug a line in that said 2025 characteristics. But if they can't remember to look at this, in other words, this is pretty subtle the way I've got it, is that it only shows that statement only shows when the values and the characteristics are out of sync with each other. And that's the only time that it sort of really matters, is that if somebody added a new garage on that's going to bump the value of their property up thousands of dollars next year, but they're only paying on the property that doesn't have the garage yet, it's logical to make that statement. But I don't know. And when you reply to them, you're welcome to CC me, and you're welcome to loop me into the conversation. It's just they really, they keep asking me this. Some of them I ask, more often than they should, which is the people we've got here. But generally speaking, as soon as you say, hey, we're only doing 2024 characteristics, do you want me to show 25? They immediately go, oh, sorry, I forgot. Yes, I know. And the light goes off for them. So,
Well, what I
there
can
aren't.
do is what I need to do is to have something like on your Greenwood map webpage. I need to have a landing page for these counties, and because yours, will not run forever, your webpage, and so I will create some, and then maybe I can also have a section where it says frequently asked questions, and I can respond, but I can also add a link. Here is a longer explanation, and if I once read that, I can always point them to that. So.
Sure. However you want to do it, but that's what's going on. And so that segues into the thing that came up with Stephen today, that that Idaho County, and that means that we should probably look at the other two also because they probably forgot. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so the Fremont County, Idaho, the guy Josh that fixed it, that was because they've sent out the tax bill for 2024. And so he made that change. The
Well,
one
they
that
are kind
Steve,
of done with their stuff, so.
right. So, but it also means that the other two Idaho counties need to be changed. And so the message that Steven sent, means that you need to have you got remote access to Custer?
Not yet.
Have you contacted
I think
young
I've
Steven?
contacted all of them. I need to review because there's so many. I have put it all, I've extended your, original spreadsheet to many things, and I can track it down there because I don't recall from 20 clients which one I got, because sometimes they respond like 2 weeks later or something. So I have to check it.
You want to let me share and we can just do get
Yeah,
cut.
I mean, I would, if you maybe want to look at something specific, that would be best to use yours. Let me just one second. Where's my Zoom stuff? Where's my controls? Okay, so participants, and then I can say, so now when you're the host, you should be able to share something. I never knew how else to do that if you're not making host, but. That's probably a way.
Give me just a second here. I don't think I have, I gotta find. So what I was saying in that email is that It'll be way easier if you just use my accounts. But
Yeah, he said, I think, well, wasn't he? He said, yeah, that's fine. I think that's
yeah,
what he said.
the guy in Fremont did, but
Which one are you referring
the
to?
guy for Custer, I don't think you've heard from yet.
No, I don't think so.
And so I want to be careful. Sorry, bear with me for just a moment here. I haven't logged in on this computer. I don't, I, it, it will get in trouble if we, if you use my credentials and then they figure it out and they're pissed off about it, that's no good for us. And so that's
Yeah.
how come I've just been sending these, hang on.
That's all fine. I think I asked all of them so far, and then they need to get back to me, and some is in progress and some I didn't test yet. So
Sorry, I don't have bear with me for just a minute here.
I'm back in a minute. I left my son. Okay, so I'm back.
Did I share the right desktop? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I can see here's Custer.
Okay. So, again, it's a Windows server, and on the desktop, in other words, I've remoted in, it's IP restricted, so I use the SSH tunnel. I've remoted in on the desktop. I have a shortcut to scripts, and I'll generally have most of this junk they put on my desktop, but oh, here's another, I'll have on the desktop shortcuts to stuff that's relevant.
I see the desktop client, but the list of entries at the moment.
You see?
I see an entry Custer, but I don't need to see the remote desktop itself. Your remote desktop client.
Oh, sorry. I seem to be sharing. Oh, I'm on the wrong, I'm sharing the wrong screen. That's odd. You don't see.
It says Remnina remote desktop line. I see a mouse above Custer.
Right. And so I am connected to Custer. Do you see the desktop there?
No, I see your desktop client. Maybe if you minimize that, I could see something. I don't know.
I've got three screens up here, and I thought I shared the correct screen. What do you see right now?
The remote desktop client with the list of 21 items.
Yeah. And so then I double click it, and on that same screen, you should see a flash of blue, and then you should see.
Unfortunately, not. I still see the same gray background with this list. I don't know why that is, but do you want to try connect this again? I don't know. Maybe share once more. Maybe it has
No,
to.
hang on 1 second. Let me see if I can share all my.
Maybe the Zoom has a hiccup.
I've got desktop 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
And I'm sharing desktop one. So
Now I
you.
see Windows.
Oh, okay.
Now there's a scripts folder I see on there and an Explorer.
That's weird. That's the same desktop that I was sharing previously. But at any rate, so you're
No,
using.
it decided to cooperate now. So
I guess, yeah. So again, like on all these, if you come into my account, there'll be a couple shortcuts on the desktop, and then one of them will use scripts folder, and so there should be a main, and there's always going to be that, and again, this will have been copied to the S3, but you obviously have to be able to come remote into their server to edit it. In other words, it gets backed up to S3, but it doesn't get copied back from S3 to them. So I'm looking here, and so the set ENV. Cool. Okay. So we're setting the tax year. Idaho is quite a bit simpler. Well, actually, that's not totally true, but at any rate, you can see that I've got remarks in here, and so I'm gonna change it to 24, and then I can leave a note, which is helpful sometimes. What's today, the 25th?
Yeah.
That's all we got to do.
Okay, so that's the update.
Yep. And so,
So that was which county is that again? This is
Custer.
Custer. Okay.
And so that's the one that Stephen forwarded.
Oh, that
And
the okay update 224. Yeah, I have that here. Okay. So I
yeah.
should ask the other Idaho counties if we should go ahead.
Yeah, so Fremont, Idaho was the one that we were dealing with where the guy Josh just told you to
Okay.
go ahead.
So we have Fremont,
And
we have already done via his edit.
so that leaves Clark. And you could send her an email if you want to and just say, you can wait till after Thanksgiving. Maybe she'll remember. Maybe she won't. She's, you can just say, hey, her name's Carrie May. And you can say, hey, Carrie, are you ready for me to show 2024 taxes yet? And she'll either say, oh, yeah, thanks for reminding me, or she'll say, no, I haven't got them. They're not ready yet.
Right.
But that's the only other one that you need to look at.
Okay.
So that's really easy.
Yeah, no big thing. The main thing is to understand some of the stuff behind we're correctly acting with them. So that is pretty easy, the technical part. Or not pretty, really easy. So yeah. Well, I have only
And
I have only 10 more minutes today because I need to meet a friend at 5. So there, that kind of, let me just look at this email. So we have covered quite a bit already because this is all what you said initially.
well, the sublet, I'm trying to. Hang on one sec. I really want to log out of this thing. And it's got.
Oh, where's this? Oh, here's this other email. Okay. So we have credentials, we have improvements. So the other request I had was if you could send me some of your QGIS files if it was available. Or Washki, for example, you look at
Yeah,
that with
I'll
you. You
let
can
me
look at
write
it.
my.
You can do that later, but just look if you had more. The Washki would be interesting to look, but it might be resolved from what you said already, but in general, it does help.
Yeah, I think the other two that are outstanding that we should try to see where we can get with is
There was a missing PDF on the sublet county, the Schuyler guy,
Right.
so is that, and because the link is correct, so it's just missing the file, so I'm not,
Probably. I mean, we don't know for sure that the link is correct, but
yes, but I looked at the S3 and two numbers of the files are just not there, because if the file was there for that one, then the 20271, and I also saw there was a 272 that might be missing, but I wasn't 100% familiar with this. So what is the process of getting the PDFs there?
well, the nightly script should copy them over. So it could be as simple as a typo in the name. I think this would be a situation where it would be wise to log in to remote in. Do you want to do that or do you want me to do that?
Right now, I still need to figure out all these accesses. So if we want to look at it now, then you should do it. I still have to always, what is it?
You
Sublet.
see, okay, so do you see a browser tab there?
Yeah, I do. So that was that was the one. Okay. Yeah, we went. You gave me that one, right? That is working for me, but it's better to have you go there because
don't worry, I don't see anything either.
no, it was just a reminder here. It's black so far. Some of
Yeah.
these guys are pretty slow, some of these servers.
So what I was going to do, or what I'm going to do if we can get logged in, is I'll show you quickly the script that copies the PDFs, and then we can look in the location where the PDF is stored on their server. And so if it doesn't exist on their server, that's a problem. It might exist with a typo in it. Like a let me double check my notes, see, make sure I'm opening the right. So it is 10/125/21/9 is correct. And it is the standard port. And let's see if it lets me copy and paste. Well, doesn't look good. Basically, what happens is that they create a PDF, and the name has to match. The name of the PDF file has to match what's in the database, and it's possible they didn't scan it. I don't know how old of a map this is. If it's really recent, maybe they haven't scanned it yet. Maybe they scanned it, but there's a typo in the name. Sometimes with staff turnover, they do stupid things like, put an extra zero in or leave a zero out or something like that. Just common user error type of things. And so we know that it's not on, we know that it's not in S3. And so we need to see if it's on their server. If it is on their server, spelled correctly, then we have a problem with our copy script. In other words, it failed to copy to S3. If it's not on their server, we need to look and see if maybe there's a typo. If it's just plain not on their server, we need to tell the clerk's office it's not on their server and can they scan it? Can you tell me the map number off the top of
Oh,
your
1 second. I need to look. Here is my email. Where is it? So, is the PDF name the same as the map number, or what are you looking for?
Yeah.
0271. Because I see that in S3 there is 0270, and then the next one is 0273, and then the two in between might be missing. So,
Yeah. And so those are, I'm sorry, you said 027.
one.
0271. So that's
Yeah.
not new. Those are very old. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking again. The one that's missing is what number?
0271.
0271.
At least when I looked, I was missing.
That's not new. So
Yeah.
it's not like something that they haven't scanned yet or that they scanned recently and there's a recent typo in it or something like that. So we really need to get remote access. I think that
Server is not accessible at the moment, kind of.
I think Lisa Copeland and Sterling, I think I have that in that spreadsheet maybe as the IP contacts.
Yeah.
Okay, so you should shoot an email to them and they are not quick to respond.
Yeah, it was like the last time when the server was not accessible at all. It took a while.
Right, and
Took
then
until we sent the
and you could respond to Skylar and say that you're trying to troubleshoot the issue, but currently you can't access the county server. He's the county surveyor,
Yeah.
but doesn't mean he carries any clout with getting anything done. But tell him that, you're troubleshooting it, but that without access to their server. That you can't get too far with it.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I think I need to leave now in a couple of minutes. So thanks. So that gives me four of the five things that gets me ahead. Understanding, even if it's not finished yet, that's good. I can see if I can access it, ask, request if the server has some trouble or slow or is down or something.
Right.
And
And then
then the last thing that was missing is, we should look at the Teton levee and road stuff because I tried to digitize this and somehow it didn't allow me to f save it or something, or maybe I did something wrong.
I'm looking at the email. I tried this locally, but somehow could not save changes to the D. So
Yeah, I was opening. Yeah.
what was the error when you hit save?
No, I couldn't digitize the line somehow. I mean, it was on my Google QGIS and I had a tunnel open and so could connect to the database on maps. And so I was just snapping the first cover, then the second, and then the line disappeared. And I've never seen that before. It usually, if I either double click or right click, it should be finished digitizing, and that didn't work. And I don't know why, but so I said maybe it makes sense to look at it together.
Yeah,
But
it does.
I was also guessing which data sets it is. I sent that to you. I say also remember that you showed some of that to me previously, but then now since I had the access to the QGIS file and the thing that was the first time I could actually see that myself. And there's this asset data set and there's the asset lines. And maybe could we look at that at some other time because I need to go get out now.
We need to figure that out. I think what we need to do is for you to share your screen
Yeah.
and then I can look at it with you. I'm looking at your screenshot here and I don't see why it wouldn't work.
Yeah, it should. I also saw it. That's right because I've done that. I mean, I'm not somebody who digitizes all the time, but I've done it a lot of times though, and it should have
Yeah,
worked.
I don't. It looks correct to me. Your screenshot, I just simply don't see what's wrong there. So,
Yeah, well, maybe would you have time again this week, sometime before the Thanksgiving thing? We are leaving on Thursday for 4 days to Victoria, and I also see Eldon there probably. But I am around tomorrow or Wednesday.
sure. I like to get out during the day, so usually later in the day is good for me.
Yeah,
And
I mean, I'm an hour earlier here, so anytime you like is working for me.
yeah, do you want to try tomorrow at 4:30 again?
4:30 your time? Just the same as today?
Right, which is 3:30 your time.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll connect again tomorrow and
Great.
look at that. And I try to work on some of these, I send these emails and requests, and then we go from there.
Yeah, the Carbon County, it's a junk show. I don't know. If I were you, I saw your email that you sent to them. You sent it to everybody that could possibly be involved.
I got a reply now just after, but it was a little funny for me. They said, "Oh, it's at the county lawyer." But kind of weird. They could have acknowledged that they got the email at least the second time I sent it. Said, "Oh yeah, we got it. We are working on it," but nothing. They didn't even say, "Oh, I forgot." No, they said, "Oh, it's at the county that the lawyer will get back to me." So that's what it's. Well, at least
Okay.
I have, that's the last one. So the others
Yeah.
all responded, and I have marked them in my spreadsheet because, between sending contracts, sending invoice, and requesting access to the server, that's about 60 emails already. And then
Oh, yeah.
if they have one but not the other, and or something, that's all mix of these three things. So it's kind of a mess initially to set it all up, but I'm almost through it. So.
No, of course. It's just going to take quite a bit of work to get it off the ground. But that county is the most you can talk. Stephen can tell you more about it than I can at this point. But it's a junk show.
Okay.
And the county attorney, she's okay. I've actually dealt with her and talked to her a bit. But they've got some major transitions going on. They've got some people that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. It's a mess, but that's great. I mean, I would have expected it to take some time to get everybody, going. And so, if that's the only one that's remaining, then I'd say that's good progress.
Yeah, the others are working on it. I have already like 12 contracts here, and one, I mean, Teton and Levy and Rhodes and Levy said they don't want a contract. That's fine. So basically, that takes care of 13 already. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, it'll come together, and as time goes by, it'll just get easier and easier. Just right now, there's, I totally sympathize with what you're doing. It's pretty thankless stuff. But it sounds like everything's still on track and headed in the right direction. So.
Yeah, it's coming together slowly, and there will be a little bit less of, because sometimes I'm a little confused. Oh, which county was that again? I have to search through these emails, and sometimes the search function in the email is not super good. Sometimes I want to already send an email, and then oh, I still found something. Oh, there was still another message I overlooked.
Yeah, well, that takes some time to organize too. But whatever. It's coming together just fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it'll be good. Thanks a lot. I need to scoot out now. And
Yeah,
say
I'll talk to you tomorrow at
at the same
3:30
time.
your time.
Okay, thanks. Bye
Okay.
then.